That's Andy Bregman. Sure, that's Andy Bregman. What's he got on those hands? There's a fuzzy liner and a fuzzy outside. Sweaty hands for hours, or maybe just for 1 hour show. Let's go. Let's fire up the radio. Bregman, man, you love the show. They're giving out the new number. Fuzzy Glove Hour radio show. Andy Bregman wants to know. So if you go for Andy, let him know you love. Send for the new number. Tell Mr. Bregman that
you love the show. What if you could do it remotely? Would that be okay?
Sorry, what? What did you say there? You could move.
What if we could get Sebastian to do it remotely? Would that be as good?
Yeah. Would you like to introduce the show?
Nah. Let him play catch up. Let's keep him guessing.
It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Oh. Oh, God, I forgot.
I'm your co-host, Ken.
And now you say.
I'm the host. I'm the main host, Ken.
Put your headphones on and move closer to
All right.
Thank you to Sabah Chatois for this incredible theme song.
I love the part about my name being sung over and over.
Oh, they sing it a lot.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think I speak for not just me, but for anyone named Andy Bregman. That's my favorite part.
And how many other Andy Bregmans are there?
Haven't met any, really. No. It's an unusual last name.
Yeah, we did a whole show where we were just trying to reach other Bregmans. And
we've done a whole show about everything, Ken. This is it. This is the last original idea is going to be used up tonight. Then we just start repeating.
Not so.
A big 30-year loop.
Not so at all. We continue to come up with new ideas.
Oh, speaking of that, we do have an idea for... We're off next week.
Right.
But
the week after,
because you have to get your crap together,
right?
Your head together. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a medical day.
Well, I'm taking a staycation next week.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
You need a mental health day.
I'm taking the whole week off.
Good for you, Ken.
Yeah.
Well deserved and long overdue.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying that on myself. I'm speaking for anyone named Andy Bregman. And so we're off next week. But in 2 weeks, we have a great idea. It's a pretty generous offer.
Yeah.
We will be, I'm assuming everyone listening has a podcast, at least one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has at least one.
Yeah. And we are offering next week, what is the date in 2 weeks?
I don't know. You'd have take today's date, and then you would have to add the number 14
to it. I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Are you sure you can do it?
Yeah, shut up. I can do it. Wait, today is the 12th.
No, today's like the 19th.
Today's the 19th.
Yeah.
So you add 14. So we're looking at May 33rd.
Okay, so on May 33rd,
yeah,
we will do your podcast. You can interview us for your podcast. We're not saying no to anybody.
Right.
If you have a podcast,
our answer is yes.
We are saying yes, but it has to be done on the air on our podcast, the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Right, between 6 and 7. The interview is conducted between 6 and 7, Wednesday, June 2nd.
No, May 33rd.
Or May 33rd, whatever, however you want to keep track of the Gregorian calendar, I guess. Is. And we'll say yes. The answer is yes. We will be guests. And by the way, if we only get one request, if yours is the only request, you have us for the whole hour.
Right.
If we get multiple requests, we'll have to divide up that hour.
If we get 60 requests, a minute each.
We're yours for a minute.
Yeah.
How many requests do you think we're going to get?
4. And if you would like to interview us for your podcast, then email me at ken@wfmu.org.
We're saying yes. We will be your guests on your stupid podcast. I'm assuming you have a podcast, and I'm also assuming it's stupid.
Well, no, you shouldn't assume it's stupid. It might be good.
Now, how do you say those things with a straight face? Do you squeeze a rusty nail?
No, I've had a little electrical shock.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
your podcast might be good.
Yeah, it's a muscle relaxer.
We're speaking to our listeners. Your podcast might be good.
It's only a 12-volt shock.
Yeah, so that gets you through?
Yeah. So that's 2 weeks from tonight. Now, 2 weeks ago, we did a dreadful show.
Yeah.
That was where Andy could not hear me, I could not hear him, and neither of us could hear the callers.
And sent out the postcards. I did.
A lot of people requested.
I did.
You didn't send out anything.
I apologize. I sent out apology postcards.
You didn't send out a single postcard.
Wait, why do you say that?
Your wife Beth did all the work.
She helped print out the postcards.
She did all the work. Why are you pretending you did anything?
I put them in a little pile and put a rubber band around the pile. And then I said, go mail this. So I played a part.
But she looked at all the emails and copied all the addresses onto them.
I know. I couldn't bring myself to even think about that stupid show.
Yeah.
But I did send out the postcards.
Due diligence. You actually took them to a mailbox.
I guess I did, yeah. It was a nice pile.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did it. I want to put it behind me.
Did you apply postage to them or anything?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I wish we'd talked earlier.
Oh,
yes,
man.
I applied postage.
And you were the one who applied the postage, not your wife.
I guess I did. But Bethy helped. It was a team effort.
I think.
Hey, you know what we should do to make some money? It occurred to me this week.
What?
You're always looking to make some money for your rinky-dink little radio station.
I am.
You're always whining and complaining.
Yep.
Groveling to listeners.
True.
Ransomware. That isn't that like a high percentage crime? If we were outlaws. Like, has anyone ever gone to jail for shaking down some electrical company or for some school board?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, they got this Bitcoin thing going.
Oh, people have.
Who's been going to jail for ransomware?
People have gotten arrested for.
No, they're all in the Ukraine.
No,
they're all in North Korea.
The California high school kid who ran the Silk Road, he went to jail.
Well, that wasn't ransomware. Ransomware is very specific. Ransomware is, I've hacked into your pipeline.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut down your pipeline. Pay me $5 million.
Yeah, good luck.
And they get it.
All right, good luck with your ransomware career.
It's a very high percentage crime.
You know what I just learned about the Colonial Pipeline ransomware?
What?
This is really interesting. The ransomware did not shut down the pipeline. The pipeline was completely unaffected. They could have continued sending all the oil through the pipeline. What they shut down was their billing software. So the company decided not to send any oil because they couldn't collect any money for it.
And where'd you hear this? Rumors Are Us?
No, a guy under the Pulaski Skyway told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he was wearing like a yellow vest. He seemed official.
Ransomware, man. That's the future.
Well, your son, Josh, could do that for you.
He sure could.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's one. I'm always thinking of get-rich-quick schemes. Yeah. Oh, I have another one.
Okay.
Tell me if you like this one.
Okay.
I have a 16-year-old daughter. I groom her to seduce and marry Bill Gates. We start doing research on Bill Gates.
So you're talking
his
about...
His likes, his dislikes.
Yeah. You know, he palled around with Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yeah.
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 But you're still cool with that.
I think we have... You have a daughter. You could do it.
Yeah.
May the best man win.
Well, I'm not pimping my daughter out. So you're talking about your daughter, Molly.
No. What I'm talking about, Ken, is $30 billion. I haven't talked it over with Molly yet. We're going to have the big discussion tomorrow night.
Yeah. I think maybe tonight.
I said billion with a B, Ken.
So you're going to turn Molly into Bill Gates bait.
Only if my ransomware career
fails.
It's a bump in the road.
Okay, so who will be your first target on the ransomware end?
FMU.
Oh, I see.
Shakedown you. I'll do it after the marathon. I'm not stupid.
Gotcha.
I'll do it when you're floating in cash.
All right.
Hey, if anybody can help me, Shakedown Ken.
What happened to the Martingale gambling system?
It was 99.999% effective.
You actually lost money gambling.
Not all the time.
No.
Occasionally.
So are you still gambling at all?
Well, I do occasionally. I'm actually, I have some expenses this year, so I'm not risking that kind of money.
I see. What expenses do you have this year?
We have some expenses, but everybody's going to get well after the next marathon.
Are you renovating the second kitchen now?
Anybody that can help me hack FMU, give me a call. Hey, listen, I don't want to give out my email address. Email Ken at WFMU.org, and he'll forward it to me.
Yeah, there's a fatal flaw in that system.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're wasting all this time on this foreplay. We actually have a good topic.
Oh, I know. It's going to explode. That phone line's going to explode. Avert your eyes, Ken.
Okay. I'll avert my eyes.
Your retinas will be blinded.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. And we want to know, what song have you heard more than any other song? Not a song that you like or hate.
Yeah.
But the song that you've actually just been exposed to.
Most in your life. But we're not counting Happy Birthday to You.
Right. Or Star Spangled Banner or God Save the Queen or anything.
We're counting pop songs that you've heard most. The answer for most people, for me at least, is Maggie May.
All right.
I've heard that most often.
I'll get you a piece of paper.
Okay. And Ken has agreed, and this was really great of him, very generous of him. Ken has agreed, and you said this before the show, so you've got to stick to it, Ken. Ken has agreed that the song that most listeners have heard the most, Ken has agreed to give us a respite from that.
Respite,
that's right. Yeah. That's the word.
Yep.
A moratorium.
On
that one song. Ken has agreed not to play that song on his show, on his Wednesday morning show, for 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not doing the Wednesday morning show next week.
Okay, so it starts the week after next.
Okay. My fill-in can play the song, right?
Right. In effect, your next two shows, you've agreed, you swear. So we're not. If Maggie May turns out to be the song most people have heard most, you've agreed not to play Maggie May.
All right, so your song's Maggie May. My song is Bohemian Rhapsody.
You have not heard Bohemian Rhapsody the most.
I have.
You can't have, Ken, because it's too long. I'm talking about songs you hear when you're walking around Target or the AMP. Songs that you hear in the background your whole life.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There's no way. They don't play that as Muzak.
I just have heard it on the radio, and I did a 3-hour show of my own, and I search out any weird version of it that exists.
It's probably, at the end of the day, you've probably heard some Motown song many times more.
My
than
family
that.
And I went caving. We were stuck in a cave. We sung Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's anecdotal at best. That's not proof of anything.
Well, it's then probably, I'm not questioning you and your stupid Maggie May.
I don't love Maggie May, but I've heard it. I've been count. By the way, I've kept count since the day it was introduced.
Ah, really?
I've kept count. Yeah.
How many times?
I've heard Maggie May 22,853 times.
Well, that's more than the times I've heard Bohemian Rhapsody.
There you go.
But I've still heard Bohemian Rhapsody more than I've heard Maggie May. Well, we have a lot of calls here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Phil in Portland.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. What song have you heard most in your life? Not your favorite song.
Well, you know what? I mean, a question comes up. Does it have to be a certain recording? Because obviously, Happy Birthday.
Well, no, we're not counting Happy Birthday. But you know what? I wouldn't say obviously Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday is you hear it maybe 12 times a year.
No, it's in every movie.
Oh, please. You hear Dancing in the Street 12 times a day. Just walking around in the world.
Well, we're not counting Happy Birthday.
Okay, counting Happy Birthday.
My actual answer would be, I always forget if it's Celebrate or Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Well, that actually is on a list. We checked this out online. And
Celebrate, yeah, Celebrate, good times, yeah.
I know not only did you hear it while it was popular, but you hear it in lots of movies, you hear it in pharmaceutical commercials, you hear it at every bar mitzvah, right, Ken?
Well, that's true. You do hear, but how many bar mitzvahs do you go to?
A lot.
I've been to one. No, I just wedding reception.
That's true. Well, then you might as well count Havana Gila.
No, Havana Gila doesn't count.
Yeah, they don't sell pharmaceuticals.
Wouldn't you say you've heard YMCA in your life more than Celebrate?
No.
I have. I've heard YMCA more times.
Wait, I can't find my list. I have, I've heard YMCA, hold on. I've heard YMCA 14,812 times.
All right, well, we're going to add it to the list.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil.
Now, Celebrate was actually listed. Celebrate's gotten a lot of airplay.
Yeah, you looked up some of the songs that received more radio play.
But that's probably regional, probably down south. You hear different songs.
Not anymore, not so much. But the song that you found that was number one radio play was The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
But I can't believe I've heard that more than Bridge Over Troubled Water. I just can't believe it.
Bridge Over Troubled Water? That doesn't even rank for me.
Well, I make Beth sing it a lot.
Yeah, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Lulu from Montclair.
Hi, Lulu.
Hi, Lulu. You love the show.
Love the show.
Oh, thanks very much, Lulu.
I think it's Here Comes the Sun. I've heard that song way more
than I should have. You know what? I think that you're right. I've heard that a lot more than Celebrate, and probably more than Maggie May. I play it more than those songs, for sure.
Maybe tied with Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm only 14, but I've heard that song too many times.
Yeah, give a half point to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
So Bohemian Rhapsody is now winning because it has one and a half points. Thank you, Lulu.
Okay.
Okay.
Here comes the sun.
Bye.
Can I change my vote to Here Comes the Sun?
Sure.
By the way, I love the song.
From Maggie May?
Yeah. I've been singing Here Comes the Sun as the lockdown's been lifted.
Have you really?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
To yourself?
Well, to anyone. Yeah. Well, I pay people to listen.
Yeah. You still go into your fake office?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah, that's where I sing Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah. Do you pay people to come in to pretend to work for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much the Ken Friedman system. 201-209-9368. So the song you're sick of, the song you've heard too many times.
It doesn't have to be a song you're sick of.
No, that's true. I could listen to Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah. Like I like Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm not even sick of it yet. If I hear it on the radio,
no, it's got to be a Motown song.
You know what
song is "Walking on Sunshine" because it's used.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, it's used in every TV trailer, movie trailer.
Is it really?
It's used a lot.
I remember it was in High Fidelity. Remember Jack Black sang it, or Jack Black lip synced to it in High Fidelity. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I can't believe it got on. I love the show.
Yeah, I know. It's like a little mineral.
Glove the show.
I glove the show.
Thank you.
Long time listener, first time glawler. Actually, not a first time glawler, but.
Yeah, we recognize you. Sure. How you doing, Ted?
It's not Ted.
I'm doing good.
That's his nickname.
I guess my song would have to be Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
You've heard that more often than any song, any other song. I don't believe it. I'm skeptical.
I believe it.
More than you care to is a different question. I'm sorry. What song have you heard most in your life?
most in my life.
It's probably, if you really are counting, it's probably Itsy Bitsy Spider or something like that.
It's probably going to be Lady by Kenny Rogers.
No, it's no. I'm Lady? Sorry. It's deceptive. It's because you hate Lady by Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, Lady?
Yeah. I know that song.
Not Styx or Rush or whoever did it?
No.
No, okay. I know the song. But because it just feels like you've heard it most often. But
well,
believe
I mean,
me.
When
you're walking around Wawa, you're hearing the same eight songs.
I'd probably be hearing Lady by Kenny Rogers.
I don't think so. I think that, well,
maybe,
no, maybe. You would never hear this in a store because it doesn't motivate you to buy. There's not energy. And I love you. You hear more upbeat songs.
This is barely familiar to me.
Well, Ted's heard it more often than any other song.
Yo, thank God I've never been to a Wawa.
Well, Ted was very, very briefly married to Kenny Rogers.
Ah, got it.
So that's probably when he heard it.
Yeah. My
love. Well, thanks for your call, Ted. We've added it to the list.
Yes, thank you.
The real answer is something like Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Something you just hear in the background and it doesn't even register anymore.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody for me, when I was in high school, we used to drive around scanning the radio dial, waiting to hear it. And then if we heard it, we would go somewhere to race our cars. Huh. So we were seeking it out. It was our race song.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
For me, whenever we heard Piano Man, we would hunt down other humans for sport.
Really?
Yeah, it was our hunting other human for sport song.
This was in Haddonfield, New Jersey?
Yeah. Until they banned it.
Yeah.
Until they banned the practice.
There's still quite a few unsolved murders in Haddonfield.
Yeah, a lot of hobos missing.
Yeah.
Run, hobo, run, I would yell.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill in Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Hey, Tacoma Park.
Tacoma Park.
We will rock you.
Can't deny that.
I never need to hear that again, ever.
Would you say you've heard that more often than any song, any other song?
More than Hotel California?
Oh, that's it. It's the Eagles. That's right. Of course.
Well, I've heard it too many times where I couldn't escape it, if you know what I mean. I'm pretty quick when I hear a song I don't like. I can turn it off, but the way it's on at sporting events and all that stuff.
Well, every regular FMU listener is good, has that skill set.
Okay. Thank you, Animal Boys.
Okay. Thank you, Animal Boys. I think you're right. Hotel California. That's the song that you'd hear anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
You pull into a gas station, there it is.
But Tacoma Park was right about sporting events. If you go to a lot of sporting events...
But how many can you go to? Two a month?
But that just gets it into like, okay, like, you know...
But even people that live in Boston, that go to Fenway Park and hear Neil Diamond... Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Even
right.
They only hear it... You know, how many home games are there?
But then Sweet Caroline has become a sing-along for anything. It's like the sing-along song now.
But you don't hear it. But you hear New York, New York, or I've Got You Under My Skin. I'm just talking about songs you hear five times a day and don't even register.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
So, Nadia, what's the song that you've heard more than any other song?
Well, I actually have two. The first one is Johnny Cash, The Ring of Fire.
You've heard that a lot? Well, I bet your parents love Johnny Cash,
Ring
right?
Ring of Fire, yeah, that's a good one.
And We Will Rock You.
Oh, We Will Rock
We
You.
Will
that's
rock
another
you.
Vote for We Will Rock You.
Oh, my
you.
God, We Will Rock You is now winning.
It is. It is winning.
And Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, another third point.
Well, she said that because she's
Bohemian Rhapsody.
She's in
and
your
I've
camp
never
every
heard
week.
Maggie May.
She just voted for Maggie May.
Well,
too.
She said she's never heard it. Well, you're young,
Nadia.
You're young, Nadia. You will,
Nadia. You never want to hear Maggie May. Never listen to that song.
No, yeah, that's it.
No, it's a bad story. There's a whole story to the song.
It's a great story. The man steals his daddy's cue and makes a living out of playing pool. That's a little bit of Maggie May. It's a little taste of what you're in for.
That's nothing as far as what happens. She messed up his bed.
Bye.
Bye, Nadia.
That's true. That's true. She messed up his bed.
Yeah, it's a very sad story.
And Rod Stewart said, I'm singing about this. I'm telling the world about this. He had to wait for room service. He had to wait for the maid service to come upstairs.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Peter in Rockland County.
Hi, Peter. Always good to hear from our friends in Rockland County.
I appreciate the shout out. I have to say...
Do you really, Peter? You really appreciated that shout out? What song have you heard the most? Not your favorite song.
Not your least favorite song. But the song you've heard...
The song that I've heard the most is off of the Frozen soundtrack.
Oh, yes, because you must have daughters.
I have three toys that play the song.
Yes.
I have the movie. I have my own children.
What's it called? Is it called Let It Go or something? What's it called?
Yeah.
Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not the song.
Oh, what's the song?
The song I'm referring to begins, you're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ear.
Oh, I don't know that one. I know Let It Go.
What's the name of the song?
I know it.
What's the name of the...
very well.
But what is the name of the song? Is it Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
You know that one?
I do. I love Do You Want to Build a Snowman.
Do you want to build a snowman? Right?
Yeah, this is great. Wow. This is exactly
But we don't know the name of the song from Frozen that
Wait, I'm sorry. If you don't know the name of the song, I'm skeptical. I can't believe it's the song you've heard most often.
Oh, it's
sirens, maybe?
Reindeer are better than people?
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. You're just disqualified. You have to at least know that. This reminds me, there's a great Stephen Wright joke about he went cross-country with a cassette tape stuck in the player.
Uh-huh.
They played it over and over.
Yeah.
And then he added, I can't remember what it was. That's kind of where we are with this call. If you don't know the name of the song, then you're a Stephen Wright joke. Thanks for calling.
All right, I accept this qualification.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Ken has offered as an enticement to ban the song that has been played most to our listeners for two shows.
The only one that's going to be hard to ban is Bohemian Rhapsody.
You've got to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. And by the way, this also means if Hotel California wins, no Hotel California can for 2 weeks.
Okay. It's not going to be easy, but I can do it.
No matter how many calls, no matter how many requests you get, Ken.
Right.
No matter how much pressure is put on you.
It's going to be hard, but I'll just have to play New Kid in Town. Johnny Come Lately.
Stop being funnier than me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Anna from Brooklyn.
Yeah, hey, Anna. We were hoping you'd call.
Hi, Anna.
You're the fish we wanted to catch.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. I have four unfortunate songs for you guys that I listened to for 3 years on repeat in the Times Square tourist attraction that played them while I worked there.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine. What were they?
Yeah, so they were Gwen Stefani featuring Akon's Sweet Escape, Nelly Furtado's Say You Will, Elton John and Kiki D's Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
There, I know that
one. Rihanna's Umbrella.
Well,
repeat.
Those four songs just playing over and over again.
Over and over and again. 3 years working 40 hours a week in that place.
Oh, what job was it? Where were you working?
At Ripley's Believe It or Not on 42nd Street.
Wow. And those four songs. I do like Nelly Furtado.
Those four.
So it must have been a great relief when the Elton John Kiki D song came around.
I hope to never hear any of them ever again.
Well, but none of them are on our list from anyone else. But I guess you have to add them. I can't spell them.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there who's sick of hearing Rihanna's Umbrella.
Come on, write down Rihanna Umbrella.
Okay.
And don't go breaking
Come on,
my
Andy,
heart.
Write it down.
Yeah, but nobody else worked at Ripley's.
A lot of people worked there.
Yeah, but it's not ubiquitous.
It was a big staff. Someone just got to call in.
Oh, that's right. Mike worked there.
No.
Right?
No, Mike never actually started there.
Sarah worked there.
Yeah. Sarah worked there, but she hates our show.
For sure.
She's not going to call in.
You never know, guys.
Well, we've added them to the list to the best of Andy's ability.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Ken has offered to ban, not ban, I guess, to temporarily ban.
Hello?
No, ban, ban.
Well, for 2 weeks.
Cancel. I'm canceling these songs.
Temporarily.
I'll remove them from the library.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. But then, you'll don't worry, kids, you'll hear Piano Man. Just you have to wait a couple of weeks.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ross.
Hi, Ross. You glove the show.
Yes, I glove the show.
Thank you.
You guys are missing the boat. Everybody's missing the boat on these songs.
Yeah.
What's the song you've heard?
Set us straight.
There's a song that's played ad nauseum in every store and wherever you are in public. It's got to be Freebird.
Really? Freebird?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
No, what stores are you frequenting is the question.
Well, maybe because it's North Jersey.
You're going to like... County. So Sussex County, or where are you at?
Yeah, Sussex County.
And Freebird, yeah. So, yeah, Sussex County is kind of redneck, so that does make sense.
Well, I've heard Freebird a lot, but I've heard Johnny B. Goode a billion times more.
Oh, I've heard Freebird more than Johnny B. Goode.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
I have. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Ken, you're trying to make a joke, and it's not even funny. It's just so subtle, no one's getting it.
So you hear like Freebird in the Quick Check and places like that?
Yes.
The Wawa?
Freebird, and if it's not that, it's Stairway to Heaven then.
Right, Stairway to Heaven,
okay, but Stairway to Heaven with a running time of what, 7 minutes? It's just not...
Yeah.
Who cares?
You don't hear... No, people don't play it like that. It's not ubiquitous. It's not everywhere.
Oh, it was. Stairway to Heaven was completely ubiquitous.
But there are songs, there are classic rock songs and songs from the 50s that have been played every generation without fail.
You write down Freebird.
I wrote it down.
Okay, great. All right.
Thanks,
Freebird. Bye-bye. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Do you think that's the first time in the history of mankind any human has ever said to another human, you write down Freebird?
No.
I do. I think it is.
I don't think so.
I can't think of any other situation where someone would say that.
Well, I think the band members of Lynyrd Skynyrd were probably making...
Really? Oh, they were debating whether to play Freebird that night?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Should we add it to the set list? What do you think, guys?
You write down Freebird on that list. We're playing it.
There was a band member that pushed back, that resisted.
Yeah.
Freebird.
We're doing our new material.
Yeah.
We're not pandering. You write down Freebird.
Play Freebird. Not tonight, guys.
That's like one of my favorite stories about you opening for Don McLean was the joke where you would say, I don't know if Don was going to play this one tonight.
And then
you would play American Pie.
Yeah.
And that enraged him.
It did.
Yeah.
At first he pretended to be amused. At first he said he was cool.
Hi,
and that precipitated my celebrity feud.
Really? Was that the thing that put him over the edge?
Well, that was one of the incidents. I went on tour with him. By the way, and this is just an aside, I don't need to dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
I won that feud.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, because his ex-wife asked you to testify at the divorce trial.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So I'd say that means you won.
That's when you know you've won a celebrity feud.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Jen from Rockaway.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen. You love the show. You love the show.
I do, of course.
Oh, thanks, Jen. That means the world to us.
Thank you. So my one that I hear most frequently on an everyday basis would be Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
No, I don't know
Andy,
that song.
Yeah, you exist in a different world.
I think Jen is making it. Jen, you're just making up songs now. You're making up words.
Yeah, you have to know it.
Nope.
Perfect.
Where do you hear this, Jen?
Everywhere I go. I remember the first time I heard it, I was in third grade, and I loved the song. I had it on CD, and I played it over and over, and then I got to hear it every day after that, like for the rest of my life, everywhere I go, all the time. I'm sure that people agree with me.
Yeah, interesting. I've never heard it.
Wow.
But there you go.
No, wait,
well,
okay.
Then my other one,
Ken and I have never
heard it. It's a holiday song.
Oh,
All I Want for Christmas is You. Does that count?
Oh, the Mariah Carey song. Well, that you hear it, but
ooh,
that's seasonal.
Yeah. No, we disqualified Christmas songs.
No, that's a pop song. But because it's seasonal, it never would really be on the list. Guys, you're not thinking straight. Help Me, Rhonda. Fun, Fun, Fun are songs you've heard a billion times in your life without even it registering.
That's because you're a boomer.
No. That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's the song we've all heard, I think, more than any.
I think you have to spend more time in the mall.
Yeah,
go
Andy.
To the mall?
Yeah, go to the Rockaway Mall, Andy.
I need to spend more time dating Seal.
Batman Forever, every day. Go to the food court.
Wait.
They the food court.
Are they playing Seal in the food court?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, man, they're playing the F out of Seal in the food court.
Great.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You come for the hot dogs. You stay for the Seal music.
Rockaway Mall, man, now that's a mall.
That's a good food court. That's an A-plus food court.
That's a vaccine mega center now, too.
At the Sears there. Yeah, that's where my daughter got her vaccine. Oh, by the way, something else I should mention to Bill Gates.
Yeah.
That Molly is completely
Molly
vaccinated.
Molly is completely vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
If you're just tuning in, Ken and I are grooming our daughters and marry Bill Gates.
You are grooming your daughter, Molly. I am not pimping out my
daughter.
If
she'll agree. Only if she'll agree. It has to be consensual. That's so important these days, Ken.
Well, you'll be able to get her consent. I mean, you'll forge her signature if you have to.
No, I don't have to forge her signature. I just have to say, Molly, count to 3 billion. That's a big number, isn't it, sweetheart?
Hi, you're on the air.
And you don't have to stay married to him for very long.
How long? How long you think?
Surfing USA.
Oh, yeah, Surfing USA.
Surfing USA.
There it is.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yep.
I've heard that a billion times.
Well, what's winning? I think Bohemian Rhapsody and...
You have to be willing to
We Will Rock You.
Right. There's a moratorium. I think Surfing USA. I'm changing my vote. So Surfing USA has two votes.
All right. Thanks, caller. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking...
And the phone number here...
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same. 201-209-9368.
Yeah, because we're in the same studio.
I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Ken.
Another idea
I'm
we
not
had,
an idiot.
You know, another idea we had was that we would switch positions and you would run the controls for the show.
Yeah.
And I would have to tell you which buttons to press. And stuff.
Oh, but I realized that was a stupid idea.
Right. Sorry.
And okay. We didn't do it. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know, another idea we have.
Hello. It's you.
Hello.
No, not you. Not you. Can you hold for a minute, please?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's you.
Did you want to go on the air with Andy and Ken?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Just hold for 1 minute. Well, we're almost off the previous call.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now.
And then Bohemian Rhapsody is winning, and you're on the air.
Okay. Now it's you.
Hi.
Oh, no. Not you. Not you. Not you. Not you. Hold, please. Not you. You're next in line. Right. You're next in our queue. Please hold.
Yep.
Okay. Hold on.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
We're just finishing up the other call. Well, thank you very much for calling all the way from...
From where?
From Andy? Seattle.
From Seattle. Good.
Okay, and we have another call. Let's put it on the air. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
And from Brooklyn, you are on the air.
Yeah, hi. It's Spikey in Brooklyn.
What's your name?
Spikey.
Spikey?
Spikey.
Yeah.
Is that really your name? Spikey?
Yeah.
And is the borough really called Brooklyn?
No, it's not. It's called Kings County.
Yeah. Flatbush, specifically, I guess.
Right. Go Flatbush. Go Spikey.
I would say Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Yes, yes, yes. You hear it everywhere.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
You don't even know you're listening to it.
Yeah.
That first bit of the song, I feel like I've heard that in my dreams, you know. It's just all the time playing.
Man, who wrote these songs? Who wrote these songs? They are doing very well.
I think Gershwin, right?
Oh, Respect, is that Holland Does Your Holland? Was that an old Motown song?
Yeah.
Respect.
You know what else? Midnight Train to Georgia. You hear that all the time.
Yes, that's true. You do hear that one a lot.
Okay, so which one do you hear most? Which one are you not going to play?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Can you not play Respect if Respect wins?
No, I'll have a really hard time not
playing. I know, but you've agreed.
Not playing Respect. I'm surprised nobody's called up and said "What's Up" by Four Non Blondes.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm surprised too.
Yeah, kids. You know, kids of the '90s. That was their song. You know that song?
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. This is Jay from Indianapolis.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay. You're on the air.
Fantastic. Well, I was going to say Hotel California.
There you go. We'll take it.
But I realize I don't want you to ban the song, but it's one that I've heard during the entire pandemic, most of all because I hear it once a week, but Giant Man by James Last.
That's true.
But once a week is not even in the running.
These days, it is.
No, for me, though, because I don't listen to music. I mean...
Is that a theme song from?
Yeah, it's Fabio's theme song.
Oh, Fabio's theme song.
Yeah. All right, we'll add it to the list.
A warm, fuzzy glove.
Giant Man. We will add it to the list.
Hey, is anybody going to call and say the theme song from Monk because they watch Monk every afternoon?
Is it on every afternoon now?
Well, it is on Hallmark something. Yeah.
Maybe
somebody's grandmother will.
The Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, the Hallmark Channel plays it.
That's where it's living.
Well, it's all over, but it's on Hallmark and it's on Amazon Prime. But somebody's grandmother will call. I once visited my mother in a nursing home in New York, and in the common room in the living room, my show was on, and people, you know, it was a lot of people with advanced dementia.
Yeah.
Just kind of staring off at the walls, nobody watching. It was just on in the background.
That's really sad.
Oh, it was sad. It was sad. That was my blood, sweat, and tears on the screen. Yeah, it was sad.
It's tragic.
That's what it came to.
Yeah, beyond sad. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, you love the show.
Yes, I do.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, sure.
No problem.
That's why I'm here.
I would say, you know, I know it's highly covered, although I do think we also hear it a lot, is Yesterday by the Beatles.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess that's the most covered song, right?
I went in knowing that, but then I thought about hearing it as well. And I think
at one point, maybe Yesterday was the most covered song in history.
I believe White Christmas. Has any record sold more than
Dream
White
on
Christmas?
By Aerosmith.
Dream On by Aerosmith, yeah, that's up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
We hear a lot. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's all I got in, maybe, to be honest with you, but I think there's something to Yesterday.
I believe I've
there's
heard
a lot
here,
of them out there.
I believe I've heard Here Comes the Sun more than Yesterday. I've heard Come Together. I've heard Come Together more than...
Actually.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You got to steal my thunder. That's all right, though.
You did great.
Right.
That's why I'm here. That's what I get paid for.
You're a thunder stealer, Andy.
Yeah.
I like that about you.
Oh, that reminds me, Ken. You should pay me.
For what?
For stealing thunder?
Well, for coming
show?
In every week, yeah.
No can do.
Don't you make a lot of money? Don't you parlay the success of the show every year at the marathon into
Ken's
into
rolling.
No can do. Well, thanks, caller. You did great. You did great on that call.
I promised Beth I'd ask.
Oh, so okay. I'll just reply directly to Beth. Beth and I can work all this stuff out. You don't need to relay her requests anymore.
You don't have to pay me. I've got my ransomware business.
I'd like to
I'm going to be incorporating soon. What kind of business do you do? Says the bank manager. I mean, before we give you this business loan, we just need to know. I'll be shaking down companies, townships around the world.
Yeah, I'd like to see your ransomware business. You'd probably mail them a letter. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
You made a little Polish joke.
Yeah.
It's Annabelle.
Hi,
it's
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
I'm from Kentucky, and my song I listen to, and it's like on a lot, is Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's that by?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
By Journey.
Journey?
Yeah, it's by Journey.
Annabelle's not only a good song, it's a very, very good philosophy.
Oh,
right? Okay. It's good advice. Wouldn't you agree not to stop leaving?
Annabelle, where do you hear that song?
In my car.
Uh-huh.
The stores, in like shoe stores.
Yeah, when you go into shoe stores.
Yeah.
Shoe stores love Journey.
Well,
so Ken, are you an Annabelle guy or are you a Nadia guy? If you had to pick, I know you love them both.
I love them both equally.
But okay, let's suppose we only have enough time in any show for one adorable little girl to call.
Oh my God, you're giving me a Sophie's Choice moment.
I guess I would pick Sophie, because Meryl Streep is so hot.
Thanks a lot for calling, Annabelle.
You can keep both kids. I'll take Meryl Streep.
Call us again sometime. Bye-bye. You would take Meryl Streep?
When you watch Sophie's Choice, do you yell at the screen? Keep the boy! No, the boy! That's why I'm not invited to a lot of screening parties.
I've gone to movies with you. I know.
Sophie, no! I know. Sophie, he can play the flute.
You're on the air. Wait, she kept the boy.
She did?
Right, didn't she keep the boy?
Just hid my eyes. I never saw.
She get, you
Hello?
Hid, you hid your eyes during that
scene? I haven't seen Sophie's Choice. How often do you watch Sophie's Choice?
Once a week.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't get the humor of Sophie's Choice like Ken does.
No, the Kevin Klein character, my God. Like, that was...
Yeah, it's a very subtle humor. A lot of people don't get it. Ken loves it. It's a feel-good movie in the Friedman household.
Well, it was an important movie to me because when I saw Kevin Klein, I realized, like, oh, whatever disease he has, that's what my mother had. He was bipolar.
He was?
Yeah.
That was his character? He was a character? I don't even remember him
in the movie. Yeah, he was extremely bipolar. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. This is Burgie. This is one of the DJs.
Burgie, glove the show.
Thank you. Love the show.
Glove the show.
Love Fuzzy Glove Hour. I was going to say I was setting up an event once in New York where they were going to have a performance by Diana Ross. And, of course, the setup for Diana Ross, they had to have her come out to I'm Coming Out.
Oh, okay.
And they had it play 10,000 times while we were setting up the event, while they were EQing the whole space.
Ooh.
And I heard that song maybe 100 times that day.
Is that her? Is that her signature song?
An allergic reaction when it comes on.
I guess that's her signature song now. I would have
said "Ain't No Mountain High Enough" or something.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Is that Diana Ross?
No, that's Tina Turner. River Deep, Mountain High. If that's what you're talking about.
No, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Wait.
No, that's not.
River Deep, Mountain High is Tina Turner. Yeah, I think Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Oh, is that Tammy Terrell? Wait, who sings that?
Yeah, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Oh, okay, that's it. Okay, so wait.
Well, thanks, Burgie.
Yes.
This is Bye-bye. Just a sample. This is just a taste of the kind of fun that we could bring to your podcast.
let's promote that again. Yeah. 2 weeks from tonight, we agree to be on your podcast.
We won't say no to your stupid podcast.
We will say yes to any invitation as long as you interview us on our podcast or our radio show, The Fuzzy Glove Hour. And if you would like to interview us on your podcast 2 weeks from tonight, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
And if you're the only responder, you'll have us for the whole hour.
Oh, man.
Oh, man is right. I just realized. Yeah. That's exactly what I just thought, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why we need a lot of people. A lot of people who have podcasts. We'd be happy to be interviewed for your podcast.
And we won't discriminate. We'll say yes to anyone. What constitutes a podcast? Just someone. You can do it. You don't need a network or anything, right?
No.
Well, you need one of them. All you need is access to the internet.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to, you know, it has to be available, you know, through a podcast provider.
It does?
Well, yeah, I mean, because you have to be able to subscribe to a podcast and then automatically receive it whenever there's a
But what if somebody, like, records some interviews every week and then sends it to their friends?
That's not technically a podcast.
It is. That's what's exactly a podcast. It's just on a smaller scale.
No, podcast is a subscription. It's an automatic
subscription. No, you're setting the bar way too high.
Nah, I don't think so.
And any program that is done regularly, even if it's just among friends.
So you're redefining podcast to mean just about anything.
You mean anyone that records a music on a cassette and hands a cassette out to their friends, they're not real musicians?
Well, they're not putting out records. So you're defining podcast as any audio whatsoever.
Any audio that is that has been regularly distributed to other people.
Okay, so it can be a radio show, too.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a podcast.
But we will say yes to any interview request.
Okay, so it's not even podcast, any interview request.
It would be kind of like doing a promotional little junket. When you promote a movie, you have journalists come in for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like rotating journalists, like speed dating.
Right, you've done that.
I've been a part of that. I guess I have, yeah.
Yeah. What's that like?
Well, I'll tell you on somebody's podcast. Maybe okay. They'll ask me.
All right. Sounds good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Graham.
Hey, Graham. Love the show.
Yeah, glove the show. I can't believe it finally got through.
Oh, God.
Andy really hates it when people say glove the show. But go ahead, Graham.
All right. So I've
here's what I hate, if you want to know. I hate it. Wait, hold on, Graham. Hold on, Graham. Hold on, Graham. Hold on, Graham. I'm rolling. I'm on a real roll here. I'll tell you what I hate, Ken. I hate that people know I hate it and say it anyway. If they didn't know I hated it, it would mean nothing.
Right.
Well, it's like it's a calling and beginning the conversation with F you.
That's not why I was saying that you hate it. I wasn't trying to encourage people to do it. I was.
Okay, here we go.
Andy,
Graham, you gloved the show. What song have you heard more than?
I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, right, right.
But at any rate, so some of your earlier listeners have hit upon some good ones, but I've got a list of my own.
Uh-huh.
Solid by Ashford and Simpson.
I don't know that song.
I know that song. Yep, I've heard that a lot. Yep.
One that kind of gets under my skin because you can't get away from it. Conga by Miami Sound Machine. Crocodile Rock by Elton John.
Oh, Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock. Yeah, that's a big one.
That's ubiquitous. That's it. That's
somehow,
in the air.
Somehow Rush's Tom Sawyer ends up on the list as well.
The answer is Crocodile Rock.
Thank you, Graham.
Sure.
It has to be a song that is just in the air. That's part of.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody and We Will Rock You are in the lead.
Hotel California.
Has that gotten? Yeah. Really, has that gotten more than one vote?
Well, I don't know.
I'll
just make some lines next to it. Oh, it has four votes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you love the show.
Yep. So I'd say September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I played that today.
You did?
Yep.
Well, you won't be playing it if it wins in 2 weeks. You've agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear that a lot at bar mitzvahs.
That's why I don't go to bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep Earth, Wind, and Fire fresh for myself. I don't want to OD on them.
You don't have to go to bar mitzvahs. Just listen to Ken's crappy Wednesday morning show. He plays all the bar mitzvah hits. You'll hear Havana Gila, YMCA. We should do a bar mitzvah show. We should just do top to bottom.
That would be great.
We will program your bar mitzvah.
I have played Havana Gila, and I have played YMCA.
You're the greatest.
Yeah.
You're the coolest guy I know.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How's it going? This is Scott from Piscataway.
Hey, Scott. Glove the show.
I like it. It's all right. Okay. It's all right. Did anyone say the Foundations yet? Build Me Up Buttercup.
There it is.
Build Me Up Buttercup. That's a great song.
I mentioned that
it's in
passing.
Like every rom-com, you know, so many commercials.
Yeah.
It's on the radio all the time, too.
Still?
No one said that one yet.
Really? Still on the radio?
The Farrelly Brothers ended Something About Mary.
Stations, for sure. But yeah, I'd say more so like movies, commercials. Like, it's always on TV.
Would you agree, Ken, that that's the winner?
No. It's a great song. I love Build Me Up Buttercup.
Well, that's the thing. It's one of those songs you definitely don't get sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys were talking about.
Well, thanks, Gleicher. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm Jeremy from the Plains, Virginia.
Hey, Jeremy. Glove the show.
Oh, love the show. Can't believe I got
through. No.
God. Why, Ken?
Okay, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Hey, so back in, it must have been 92, 93, Stone Temple Pilots Plush was played in our cafeteria at school, high school, every single day. And I collected $3 worth of quarters and loaded the jukebox with that song. It played twice. And then somebody disconnected it. So that is my my contribution to the show.
I love it. And you lost out on a bunch of quarters, I guess. You didn't get
I went to the office and tried to explain it, and they just looked at me weird.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't give me my money back.
Well, you have a lawsuit there, buddy.
Yeah, they owe you a batch of quarters.
Yeah, they owe you a batch and a diploma, I'm guessing.
Yes. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Very
okay,
great.
Right.
We only have a couple of minutes left. Do you want to tally the votes?
And the winner
is... It looks like Bohemian Rhapsody has 2.5 votes.
Fine. You, whatever you say, Ken. I don't care.
We Will Rock You has 2 votes.
Whatever. Whatever makes you happy, Ken.
We need a tiebreaker. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jason from South Orange. I glove the show.
We glove you, Jason.
It's the tambourine. It's the tambourine of greetings. There, that, to put it in perspective for you, something you can relate to.
Yeah.
It's like I'm hearing a tambourine.
Yeah, it's more like the maraca of greetings.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Or the cowbell greeting.
Yeah.
I have to say, Girl from Ipanema. And
there it is. Journey. Girl from Ipanema, which also, by the way, is the best song ever recorded. A perfect record. Perfect song, perfect record.
All right, thanks for your call.
And thanks for agreeing with me. When a listener does this, yeah, that means I agree, Andy,
really?
Totally.
Is that what that means?
That's what I hear in my head.
I see, okay. So 2 weeks from tonight, we agreed to be interviewed by you for your radio show or your podcast.
How do they contact you,
Ken? Any purpose whatsoever. And you can contact me at ken@wfmu.org.
And Jeremiah will synchronize everything and coordinate everyone.
That's 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to try to get somebody to fill in.
Hey, whoever you get to fill in, tell them I say hi.
I will. I'll tell them that.
And we should thank Jeremiah. We should go out of our way to thank Jeremiah because
yes.
He was a little mad at me earlier.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Why was he mad at you?
Because I pivoted at the last minute on a topic.
Last week, yeah, and we didn't use his newsletter.
I know. He works very hard on it, and it's a thing of art, thing of beauty.
But we used his newsletter this week.
And who else do we have to thank? Nobody. Thanks to no one for nothing.
I spoke to Veronica recently.
Oh, I miss her.
Nice to hear from her again.
I miss her very much.
Yeah.
We need another producer that could do some pre-production for us.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I glove the fuzz. I can't believe I glove fuzz.
Thank you.
I can't help with the tiebreaker. I want to add another tally to build me up Buttercup.
Yeah.
Build Me a Buttercup now has 2 votes.
Can you go 2 weeks, Ken, without playing it?
I don't know. I usually play it 2 or 3 times a show.
If anybody wants to invest in my ransomware company, just email Ken, ken@wfmu.org.
Or just go to the top of Ventnor Avenue in Madison and scream Andy's name. He'll hear you. He'll hear you.
That ransomware, now that's a high percentage play.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out just as well as the Martingale system did for you.
I got to get me one of them computers.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City.
It's also the same thing. WFMU, yeah, same
yeah,
thing,
we're on
East
the,
Orange.
We're on the same radio.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, you yeah, go yeah. ahead then. Go ahead.
Yeah. In New York City.
New York City.
Rockland County.
Rockland County, too. Did you say Mount Hope?
At 91.9.
Mount Hope, though. Did you say that?
I did that one.
Okay, yeah. 99.9.
And online at WFMU.org.
Oh, yeah.
And filling in for Matt Fivesh tonight on Weekly World Blues, it's Honky Tonk Radio Girl. So stay tuned for that.
Have a good show, Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
She's right here. You can address her.
Oh, I'm too shy.
To her face.
I'm too shy.
She won't bite. This intro song is pretty long. I better run and get my ball. Let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's roll another joint. Let's roll another joint. Fuzzy Blubauer's on. Oh, Fuzzy Blubauer's on. Oh, Fuzzy Blubauer's on. It's Andy.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. He'll cry and cry and I'll try to sleep. But while sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart
the way that I do. Oh, gee, I'm hot. Who's telling you?
What's wrong with you?
I ain't never,
oh darling, I seen nobody like you. Ooh, but I love you. Yeah, I love you.
I love you just the same.
I said I love you just the same.
Ooh, I love you just
are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM. My name is Becky, and I'm here hosting Weekly World Blues on behalf of Mr. Matt Fiveash, your friend and mine. You know, I'm going to be digging in here for a full 2 hours. And, you know, you already know if you listen to my program that I have a wide definition of honky-tonk. I also have a wide definition of blues, so maybe a little less bluesy than usual. Just in that kind of mood, man. We heard from Jeb Stuart and the Chippers, I Ain't Never. Before that, Jimmy Norman and his version of You Win Again. And starting off the set, I was very proud that caught the notice of our very own Ken Friedman. The Pearls, Your Cheatin' Heart. I love that record. I love it. I love it. So, that Cozy Cole record faded out sooner than I had expected, but who cares? Let's listen to Wynonna Carr. You're listening to WFMU.
So long.